Mix 101.7, counting down to East Sac County hosting Southeast Valley, and now visiting with Raiders coach Eric McCullough. And Eric, with only the top two in each district guaranteed playoff spots, every game now especially more critical for you the rest of the way.
Yeah, Ryan, it is. And, you know, and that's one thing coming into the season that we talked about, that every game for the district is very important now when you talk about that playoff. And you do take the top two, but they also have, you know, two at-large bids. So you just got to play hard and finish the season.
Last week, let's revisit that against Underwood. Unfortunately, just couldn't sustain any offense in that game.
Yeah, we couldn't. We, you know, we just had too many little mistakes that kind of caught up to us. And that's the things we talked about this week in practice, that we got to take care of those little things. Because if we don't, those little things just turn into big things, and then it becomes really hard to overcome.
As far as offense goes, Sam, a much improved passer this year, distributing the ball well, and Sam's your leading rusher also. Between Sam and a few others, yards per carry not bad, but are you hopeful that one runner can really bust out, or are you happy with how things are going there?
You know, Ryan, we always want to try and get our tail back as many carries as we can and have some success. And we've just kind of, you know, struggled with some things there, some timing and some blocking schemes. Because of our passing game, we get a lot of blitz up the middle. And those things that we continue to work on, and we've gotten better at it every week. And it's something that, you know, we hope that we can get our running back up there. And Sam, a lot of his yards, he's just kind of made from scrambling. Be able to find a seam when he dropped back, and he's just been able to make some plays.
Defensively, what are you doing well? What could he be doing better?
You know, we continue to get better there. Our D-backs are doing an excellent job. Connor Roth had three interceptions last week, and we put him in a tough assignment. And this week he's going to have another one. Southeast Valley brings in this Jasky kid that averages, I think, 35 or 36 yards a catch. So we just had to, we're going to give Connor kind of another challenge this week and put him up against that kid. In the same breath with our defense, you know, we've had some struggle defending the run, but we haven't given up a lot of points when we have done that. Against Red Oak, we gave up quite a few rushing yards, but we didn't let him in the end zone. So our defense bent but didn't break. And we're getting better in our defensive line, too, just doing our assignments and getting a little bit more comfortable.
Let's take a quick timeout, Eric, and we'll talk Southeast Valley next here on the pregame, Mix 101.7. Visiting with East Sac County coach Eric McCullough prior to the Area Game of the Week broadcast, Raiders hosting Southeast Valley. And coach, this Jaguars team, they like to pass it, and a big play offense at that.
Yeah, they are. And they bring back a quarterback that's got some experience and a big receiver, big tight end type kid. That makes some big plays. He catches the ball high, and he's able to get open. But I think that's kind of been gotten to that point because their run game is pretty tough, too. They got a John Doe kid in the backfield that I think he averages 6 yards a carry. So that's just a kid that I think defenses have had to respect. And that's something we worked on, too, is those are two primary weapons that we have to have an eye on.
What do they do best defensively?
Defensively, they're big up front, and they do a good job of filling with their linebackers. They're just always a physical team. Coach Schroeder does a great job of getting them ready every week. We're going to see kind of a 4-3 cover two, and that's one thing we focused on this week on our offense is preparing for that type of defense. We struggled with it a little bit last week, but I think now the kids are a little more comfortable with it.
If last year is any indication, may well come down to the wire and just got to be ready to finish.
You do, and that's where, like I talked about before, Ryan, is those little things. With the game last year coming down to a point, and they scored, I believe, with like 15 seconds left in the game. Mm-hmm. We can't let those little things get away from us, especially in tight games like that.
Is your team relatively healthy coming in?
We are. We got a little bumps and bruises and stuff, but we're definitely better than when we started the year.
Some words from Raiders coach Eric McCullough. Thanks, coach, and go get them.
Thanks, Ron.
And we'll have the kickoff coming up in moments from Wall Lake, East Sac versus Southeast Valley, Area Game of the Week here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.